The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The Jews answered Jesus, "Are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" Jesus answered, "I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Yet I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death." The Jews said to him, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, as did the prophets. Yet you say, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? And the prophets died. Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say, 'He is our God.' But you have not known him. I know him. If I were to say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad." So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. This is the gospel of the Lord. Why are you here today? What got you up out of bed, especially after a long work day? Grueling work day yesterday at the deaconess's place with an achy back, maybe a headache. What made you come here today? Out of your own choice, out of your own will, of all the other things that you could do this morning, of all the other places you could be. What does any of this, any of Grace Lutheran Church, any of this Christian faith, what does any of this even really matter to you? And to me, the world today doesn't see great value in why we are here today. And maybe at times we doubt that there's little value as well in all of this. The world today is a world full of consumers, people who want to buy things and consume things. And we have so many different things that we like to consume. We buy cars, we buy houses. We buy food, various types of food. We buy clothes. And it's not just that we have a few simple little choices to choose from. We have several choices, multiple choices. And the same thing has happened in the midst of this consumer age that we live in with the church. So many people go to church, if they go to church, if they even believe in God, with this sort of consumer mentality. What am I going to get out of the church? What will the church give to me, and why should it even matter that I walk in to this place? What does your God, and he, she, or it, or whatever it is that you want to make of God, what is your God going to do for me? Good questions. Questions we can't ignore, questions that I'm often asked as a pastor, questions that many in the younger ages of today are asking. They're not asking how people are saved. They're asking, if they are at all, who is God and who am I? And the reality is that we can't even seem to answer those questions about who we are anymore these days. People are confused. They don't know who they are. What's their identity? How do they identify in their gender, their vocation, or anything else that we see today? Confusing times for sure. Consumer times for sure. So what does any of all of this even really matter? It matters because in the midst of all of this consumerism, in the midst of all of the choices that we have, in the midst of all the things that we want to identify with, there is one great unifier amongst us, and that is death. Death is always around us. Death is always the thing that levels the playing field, no matter how much stuff you have, no matter how much you want to consume, no matter how important you see this place or unimportant you see this place and the Christian faith. Death is all around us, just as we saw terribly once again this past week with that Egypt air crash. Everybody's asking, who knows what happened? How did this happen? I wonder what it was like, I even heard, for those people in their final moments. And for sure, there'll be more of those things, because death is all around us. As we know from the psalmist very well, we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And because of that, all of this, and all of why we are here, really does matter. Because as Jesus said today from our gospel reading, if anyone believes in me, they will never taste death. Doesn't mean that you won't die physically, but it is a matter of you will not be condemned eternally. Now, maybe we don't even believe in that. Maybe we don't even realize what is awaiting for us after we draw our last breath. Maybe we're just saying, let's eat, drink, and be merry. Tomorrow, we will die. But what does any of this even really matter? Today is Trinity Sunday. And it's not a matter of the fact that today we only focus on the Holy Trinity and next week we're just going to forget the whole thing. It's a matter of saying that we focus on the Trinity and we confess the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, co-equal in majesty, in glory, and in unity. And as if in a few moments you're going to confess a very old creed, came from the 4th century. It came about because people were asking questions about who God is. Is God multiple gods? And the biggest question that came about because of the Athanasian Creed was, who is Jesus? There were those who did not believe that Jesus was truly God. Jesus was just simply a man, a nice man, a good prophet, one who did the work and will of God, but one who maybe didn't necessarily die and rise again. And so the Christian church at the time in the 4th century had gotten along rather well in a lot of ways. But then came the questions about who Jesus is. And what does it even matter? Now the church could have said, it doesn't matter. Let them have their own beliefs, we'll have our own beliefs, and we'll just kind of be unified with that. But if we deny who Jesus is, true God and true man, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things are made, as we say in the Creed, if we deny all of the work and the amazing things that Jesus has done for us as true God and, yes, true man, then we are playing with fire. We are playing around with the idea of the fact that we all someday are going to die. And remember what Jesus says. If anyone believes in me, they will never taste death. And so we will say in a few moments, if anyone will be saved, they must believe this. They must believe what it is that God is all about. What does it matter, you may say anymore? Why say such a long creed? These things are old. They're not anything new. But the reality is that these old problems that the church faced are still with us today. What does it matter, we might say? It matters in a lot of ways, a lot of complicated ways. One God in Trinity, and Trinity in unity, equal in glory and majesty, uncreated, infinite, eternal, almighty, the Son not created but begotten, the Holy Spirit neither created nor begotten but proceeding. There'll be a test later. And then Jesus Christ, the Son of God, born a Son of Man, who suffered, died, and rose for our salvation, ascended into heaven, and will come again with glory to judge the living and the dead. That's the truth that we still must confess today because it matters. It matters because we still live in a broken world. Some may say, though, that these creeds and these things like this really don't matter, especially as people are picking up the pieces from things like tornadoes and airplane crashes. And it's true. The Athanasian Creed is not going to save us. It's not going to make us more powerful Christians. Cold, hard facts like the Athanasian Creed don't really matter when the rubber of faith hits the road, the hard road of life for you and me. But because we live in a world of chaos and destruction and confusion, these things really do matter. Because they all tell us of the immense love that God has for us. They all point to what the Scriptures simply say, that God is love, and to know God is to know true love. But for the Christian, for you and for me, this love isn't that kind of ooey-gooey, ishy-squishy feeling that is often pawned off to be love. This love is deeper. Deeper than that, this real love is based on knowing what Jesus has come to do for you. He has come to take away death, death's cold, hard sting over you and for me. And so when the Athanasian Creed says, whoever must be saved must believe this, it says this not because you have to somehow pass a test. That's probably how it sounds. No, it says this to boil things down for us, that God is who God says He is, and it really matters that we know who the Trinity is. But ultimately, the triune God makes Himself known to us through Jesus and His cross. That is how we truly know who God is, and that God really does matter in our life. It means God experiences suffering and sorrow, just like you and I have. Knowing Jesus means that God becomes hungry and needing to be fed, just like us. Knowing Jesus and confessing Him, that He really does matter, means that we say that God thirsted and needed a drink, just like you and me. That God experienced hatred, violence, and death, dying all in love for you and for me, because someday I will die. Christianity is not about good people doing good things. It's not even about having a better life now. All of this talk of the Trinity boils down to one man, one Savior, one cross, for the forgiveness of sinners so that they may live. It's about a good God doing good things for people like you and me who don't deserve it. But nonetheless, He gives it to us. That's why it matters. That's why we still confess these things today, because there are those who are still confused about who Jesus is. Whether He's true God or true man, there are those who simply say it doesn't really matter. But it does. It matters very much, because God continues to show His love and His mercy to you and to me. And if none of this mattered, then why are we even here today? We are here today because God has called you here today. He has called you out of the darkness and into His marvelous light. We are here today, and all of this matters today, because God doesn't simply call you another number. He calls you by name. He calls you His dear son, His dear daughter, and He gives you His name in the font of holy baptism. The same name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And like any good family, this means that in the face of even death, you have the inheritance that lasts eternally, given to you, given up for you by God to redeem you. That is why it matters. Because we can look death squarely in the face and simply say, because of what the triune God has given to us this day, death no longer has any sting over us. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O grave, is your sting? Thanks be to God for the unity found in the Holy Trinity, but thanks be to God, more importantly, for Jesus Christ, who gives you the victory this day. To Christ alone be all the glory, now and forever. Amen.